Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Emma Chamberlain. This is Stupid Genius, baby. We're back for another episode. Is it podcast episodes? I guess it is, yeah. Well, today we're talking about something really fun and something that I like to talk about, things that are relevant to my life at that moment. And we're doing that today because we're talking about why is our pee yellow?
Why is our pee yellow?
And if you're wondering, like, Emma, how does that relate to your life? It relates to my life in way too many ways. Number one, my pee is constantly like brown because I'm always dehydrated. Also, I've been taking this new acne medicine called like spironolactone or something. And it makes you pee so much. It literally makes you pee so much. Like, I'm constantly peeing. And it's fine because it's like whatever. I mean, that's what I signed up for. And my acne is like kind of going away, but like not really. But yeah, that medicine's making me pee so much. And not to mention, I also drink a lot of coffee and coffee makes you pee. So like peeing for me is something that I'm constantly doing. I pee probably like once every 45 minutes. Like, I'm not kidding. It's bad. Like, my bladder is tiny. And when I go on road trips, I have to pee in Starbucks cups. It's actually one of my party tricks. I'm very good at it. Literally, funny story before we get into this episode, because why not just like, you know, it's a short one. One time, my friends and I were driving down, we were in Colorado and we were like, whatever, driving back into like the city area of Colorado from the mountains. So there was like no bathrooms, like nothing. We were just in the middle of two mountains. And I was like, guys, like, this is bad. I gotta go. And they were like, nope, you can't. And I was like, oh, I have to. And they're like, well, it's snowing and cold and we don't want to stop. And I was like, give me your Starbucks cup. They were like, no. I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Give me the Starbucks cup. Anyway, peed in the cup in front of my friends. They were like crying, laughing because they were like, what the fuck? How is this possible? Moral of the story is I love peeing. I'm really good at it. And I have a lot of, it's a big part of my personality, apparently. So yeah, sorry, already on a tangent, but we're going to be talking about why is pee yellow. But before we get into it, let's get into the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is urine. Urine is another word for pee-pee. It's a watery, typically yellowish fluid stored in the bladder and discharged through the urethra. It's correct. Yeah, urine trouble.
So, you know, urine, the very scientific version of the word pee. I don't think I've ever actually said the word like urine or urinated out loud, because why would I do that? It's like I like saying, I'd prefer to say pee, or I went pee pee, or I went to the potty and went pee pee. Like, I like those types of like kitschy words better. Urine, like, come on, get over yourself. It's just, That's just like too professional. I feel like people that are in like really classy countries like London would say like urine. You know, I feel like they wouldn't say pee. Let me know. Tweet me if you live in like London or like Paris or something. And if you say pee or if you say like urinated or urinating or something, because I feel like that's like a classy thing. And I want to know if that's something that anyone uses on a day-to-day basis. Let me know. Maybe if it's another country or something. Anyway, I don't know. I think the word urine is very 1800s and I'm over it. But let's get into our guesses of the day. What do we think makes pee yellow? I have one guess that I like really want to be right, but I won't start out with that because I don't want to like get too excited and I don't want to crush this episode too soon. Like I have to like, let me like get into it first. Okay, let's get into guess number one. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. Before we get into guest number one, actually, I realized that I stare at a wall when I record this. I'm literally just staring at a wall or like staring at the floor. Like my eyes are like have a gaze over them and I like can't see anything. I'm just like talking. It's weird. Now I'm looking at the camera and it's weird. Oh my God. Anyway, okay, let's get into guest number one. Guest number one is that, so pee is obviously like the like liquid in your body, like coming out the other end. I actually don't exactly know why you even pee anyway. That probably would have been a good episode to do before this one. But like, I actually don't really know why humans pee exactly. Like, I know it's like if you drink, I guess it's like if you drink liquids, it's like all the excess liquid that your body didn't absorb. I'm guessing. I don't know if that's right. But anyway. Oh, my God. Oh, what does that do?
It's extra silence.
Oh, extra silence, extra silence. Okay. Oh my God, this is so good. Guys, leave this in, guys. That was too good. Leave this in. Anyway, so like, I guess my guess is that it's like the excess liquid that your body didn't need coming out because like it doesn't need it and it couldn't absorb all of it. So that's my guess of what pee is. I really don't know. That could be completely incorrect. But my guess for why it's yellow is because by the time that the water goes all the way through your body and then comes out your urethra, it's kind of like gone bad in a way. Like it's kind of, cause it usually liquids go in your mouth. Like water goes in your mouth clear and then it comes out yellow. So what I feel like the water got rotten. I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel like it like rotted in your body. Like it just kind of like started to go moldy. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like it just went bad. Like almost like if you have like, maybe like, if you have like milk in the fridge and it gets chunky and like yellowy, like it's just kind of like rotting and like fermenting. That's like how the liquid, but then again, I don't know if water can like ferment. in a way. Like, I don't know if it can kind of do that. So I don't think that this is right, actually, because now that I talked it out, I don't really feel that good about it. So, fuck. But I'm going to stick with it because maybe that's right. Maybe it's like the water just kind of like goes through your body and it kind of just like rots. I don't think that makes any sense. Like, it gets moldy in there because it's just been sitting in your body for like 24 hours and gets moldy. Well, then you like leave the water in the fridge for like 3 years. Fuck. Okay, this is just wrong. Guess number one's wrong. You don't even need to tell me. Yeah, okay, it's wrong. That's okay, guys. It's fine. Guys, relax. I'm serious. My guess number two is about to blow your all mind. Okay, so for my second guess, I'm feeling a lot better about this one because I think I actually have like some evidence here. So pee is stored in the bladder, but your bladder is not the only bladder you have in your body. You also have a gallbladder. I have no fucking idea what gallbladders do. I just know that they hold bile. That's right, correct? Yes, so like your gallbladder holds bile, which is, oh, coinky dinkle. Hello, yellow. So what if maybe in your bladder, like in your normal bladder, maybe there's some, maybe like your gallbladder sends like some bile into your bladder for some reason, and then that mixes with your pee, and then when it comes out, your pee is yellow from some of the bile from your gallbladder. I don't really know how that would really connect, but I'm feeling a little bit, I feel so good about it. But you know what? Maybe to even, to branch off of that, if that's incorrect, maybe there's something in bladders, in human bodies that turn things yellow. Like it dyes it or something. Like maybe either number one, there's bile in, but there can't be bile in your pee because you can drink pee. Holy shit, this episode's hard. Guys, give this video, like, rate Stupid Genius with 5 stars for how hard I'm working. Oh my God. I'm working hard. Like, yeah, I was like, when I thought about the second answer, I was like, holy shit, Emma, you're so smart. Fuck. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. It definitely has something to do with, like, bile or, like, your gallbladder. And I was, I already know I'm wrong because it's like one of those things where it sounded a lot better in my head. I said it and then was like, oh, wait, I'm fucking stupid. So guess number two, I'm guessing it's wrong. Yep, okay, it's wrong again. Fuck! Hopefully that like hurt your earphone wears. Earphone wears, you guys okay after you scream that? Let me know. Anyway, let's get into guess number three because I have guess number three and I feel really, I think this is like right. But it's just so simple that I'm kind of like pissed about it. Oh my God, there's actually a lot. I could do even more than three guesses with this specific topic, but I won't. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Guess number three.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
Guess number three is that, like, okay, I know that when you're peeing out, like, toxins. I know that. I don't know how I know that, actually. But the question is, like, why do you have, like, why is your pee darker when you haven't drank a lot of water? Is that because your body has more toxins in it? Or does the color of your pee have nothing to do with toxins? My question is, where's the yellow pigment coming from? Like, where is that color coming from? Like, is the color of toxins yellow? Maybe. Is that my answer for guess number three? The toxins are yellow and then they come out in your pee? Or is it that... Okay, wait, where does water go? Where does liquid go? So it goes in the mouth, down the esophagus, into the bladder. And then maybe is it like pieces? Maybe like the interior of your bladder is yellow and it's picking up some of the dead skin from your inner bladder. Yeah, that's not it. Okay, I'm going to, for guess number three, I'm going to just guess that simply the color of the toxins that you're peeing out are yellow. So when that mixes with the water that your body's excreting, then it creates pee. How is that? Okay, so we're 50-50 on this. So I'm pretty much wrong, but I'm like halfway there living on a prayer a little bit. Speaking of living on a prayer, worst song ever. Can't fight me on that. You cannot fight me on that. Living on a Prayer is the fucking worst song that exists. Who sings that? Bon Jovi? Oh my God, Bon Jovi. Oh, I have a story about that at the end of this, and I'm going to offend somebody and probably regret this story, but it's funny, so I'll go into it. Anyway, so why don't we hear the answer? Because that's like as good as it's going to get from me, and I'm really curious about what makes pee yellow, so like I just kind of want to hear it. I don't want to guess anymore. Let's hear the answer.
I'm Professor Fluleborg to answer, why is your pee-pee yellow? Urine color usually ranges from a pale yellow color to deep amber. This coloring is primarily caused by the pigment urochrome, also known as urobilin. And if you throw it away, it's called urotrash. Just kidding. Whether your urine is diluted by water or in a more concentrated form determines the appearance of the pigment. The more water you drink and the more hydrated you become, the lighter the pigment in your urine. The pigments and chemical compounds in the foods you eat and the medications you take also alter the color of your urine. These changes are fairly standard and typically don't last for long. So don't worry, just, you know, eat and drink all you want, and if your pee-pee is purple, that's fine. Maybe. I'm Professor Fluleborg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So kind of I was right, because it's like kind of like waste from the blood in a way. So that's really interesting, but it comes from the kidney. And wow, so that's quite an answer. That is so interesting. I'm very fascinated by my pee now. I'm going to start drinking it, see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
I actually have always wondered what pee tastes like. Oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I do know what pee tastes like. Oh my God. Guys, we're open on this podcast. Let me explain why I know what pee tastes like. It was a dare, and I don't really actually know what it tastes like because I literally took a little sip of it and then I spit it out. Basically, I was on a road trip with my friends a long time ago and someone peed in a cup. It wasn't me though. And then we were playing What Are the Odds? And I lost, and I took a sip of, fuck. Guys, I'm so sorry. Like, everybody's gonna think I'm so gross, but it was a literal dare. Like, what did you want me to do, be a pussy? Like, of course I had to, like, fucking take a sip of it. I spit it out immediately. It was so, like, it wasn't, like, a strong flavor. It tasted like water, kind of, but, like, I didn't even have enough time to think about it before it was already, like, excreted from my mouth. So, but I really, like, I wonder what, drinking, like, I wonder what pee would taste like if you, like, actually drank a gulp of it. Cause, like, okay, I fucking, like, my tongue touched a tiny bit of pee. Get over it. Like, come on. It was a dare. Like, I didn't do this just cause I was like, oh, I wonder what my pee tastes like. Let me try it out. Like, no, it wasn't like that. It was a dare and I wasn't going to be a pussy. And do you know what? Don't try to act like you would be the same way with your friends. Do not tell me that if you lost, what are the odds that you would, like, you don't have a choice when you lose. What are the odds? You have to do it. I don't make the fucking rules. Okay. And do you know what? You should be grateful. I could have lied to you too. I could have lied and been like, oh, what does pee taste like? I almost started doing that. I was like, oh, I don't know. I want to know what pee tastes like. As if I had never had a sip. And do you know what I have? Fuck all the haters. I don't care. Fucking put it on a newspaper. Emma's drank pee before. I don't care. It was, what are the odds? And you've probably done it too. Probably not. I have a few funny pee stories though, and I'll get into that now that we're doing the wind down of this episode. Number one, this is a story that I don't like, but I am going to tell it because I think it's kind of like, I almost want to tell it before somebody else does. Like, I feel like that's kind of how I feel about this. One time, I think I was like a freshman in high school, and my friends and I were like locked out of our house. And that we were like, it was like our friend's house, but we were like locked out. And I had to pee so bad. And it was late at night. It was like midnight. I mean, the story is just that I peed in her backyard. I actually don't think that's that crazy. I felt like really guilty about it, but I literally just peed in her backyard. That's really not that bad. But like, she had a nice backyard and like I peed in it. And like, I think she knew, like everybody was laughing at me. They thought it was hilarious. But yeah, actually I kind of peed in her front yard. It was kind of more in her front yard. So like, her neighbors easily could have saw that. But she was cool with it and it's her house. So I mean, like, whatever. But yeah, that was that. So freshman year was crazy. I mean, and then obviously when I lost What Are the Odds and drank a little bit of pee, that's another, not my favorite pee story. I've also peed standing up in a urinal as a joke. Cause I kind of like, I was with my friend and I wanted to see what would happen. We were like, can we pee in urinals? And I was like, dude, I don't know it. What would happen? And she was like, you're thinking what I'm like? Yeah, I'm thinking what you're thinking. So I peed standing up in a urinal. It went pretty good. I would say it was like pretty efficient. I mean, I peed standing up straight. I wasn't peeing like sitting down on the urinal. I've had to do that actually too. Oh, I'll get to that next. But yeah, so I was peeing standing up. It was actually fucking hilarious. I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my life. So that was like a good memory for me. You can also judge me for that if you want. But speaking of what I was going to say, before I had peed in the urinal standing up as a joke, one time my friend and I both had to pee really bad. Why does this happen to us all the time? Who knows? We have walnut bladders apparently. Like we both went into a one person men's stall because that was like all that the place, like the women's bathroom was shut. Like, we couldn't get in there because there was somebody in there. We had to go so bad that we went to the men's bathroom. And there was one toilet, one urinal in it. And I was the gentlewoman, and I let my friend have the toilet, and I peed in the urinal. Not standing up, though. It was like, I kind of was, like, using it as if it's a toilet. It works in a pinch. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do it again. But, like, I was literally exploding, like, completely looked like I had a pregnant belly filled with pee. And I also have this thing where like, I can't hold my pee very well. So like, I can hold my pee for sure. Like, it's not a problem, but like when I have to go, like it gets so painful for me to hold it that like I have to go. So like, that's why it's like crazy. Anyway, you guys probably don't want to hear about pee anymore, but then again, you clicked on this episode. So maybe you guys do like pee. I mean, I don't think pee is gross personally. Like, okay. Other things, like, in the same region, like, yes, like, I genuinely get grossed out by shit. I can't even think about it, talk about it. It just, like, grosses me out. Like, I am sensitive. Like, that makes me have a sensitive stomach. Like, I don't care about blood. I don't care about pee, boogers. Like, those things don't bother me, but, like, shit, I can't talk about it. It makes me want to, like, except for what I'm talking about when I'm sharting. That's, like, different because that's just, like, more funny. And it's also, like, not a big deal, but, like, I just am, like, I'm weird about, I don't know. But sharting is funny. But, like, anything else, no. Like, canceled. Like, we don't talk about that. So, the question is, do I keep talking about pee or do I segue into something else? Oh, my God. Do I just, yeah, well, oh my God, the Bon Jovi story. Yes, you reminded me. Okay, we'll segue away from pee. You're welcome. I am going to tell you a story today about how in seventh grade I curved a guy because he liked Bon Jovi. So let's get right into it. If you're listening to this, I don't even know who he is. He literally was just a guy I met on Instagram DMs. Seventh grade me was fucking doing the most. Yeah, what was I doing? Like, oh my God, that's so funny to me. But back in the day, like Instagram DMs, it was like people would DM each other from like the other high school or from the other middle schools. And like, that's how you'd meet people from other middle schools. I feel like if there was like a cute guy from like another middle school, you don't obviously have their number and you can't figure it out, but you like know of them or whatever, you can DM them. And then whatever, when you're in seventh grade and all you're going to do is hold hands anyway, like not even date them. So like, I don't get the point, but whatever. Anyway, you know, young love's crazy. I mean, I had a boyfriend in fifth grade. Oh my God, we should totally talk about that next. Okay, we're talking about that next. I want to talk about that so bad. Okay, anyway, but first we'll talk about Bon Jovi boy. So anyway, I get a DM from this kid, random ass kid. He didn't even go to, he like used to go to one of the schools that like was near my school, but he moved to like another place. So it was not even like I was ever going to meet this kid, but I was kind of like bored and I like, you know, was like, I'll talk to this kid. So I added him on Snapchat, whatever. Why do I sound like a player in seventh grade? Like what even was, I literally looked 7 years old max. Anyway, so we're like talking, we're like getting to know each other, whatever. I had no idea who this kid is. I literally couldn't even tell you his name. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you know who you are. Anyway, and I was like, me being in seventh grade trying to like participate in small talk was a joke. But I was like, so what music do you like? Because at the time, I've always been somebody that's kind of a music snob a little bit. And like, that's definitely big for me. Like, if you don't have good music taste, I don't want to even talk to you a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm like that with coffee and with music. It's just the way I was raised. Okay. And so he was like, my favorite artist is Bon Jovi. I blocked him. I was telling my dad. So I used to like do this thing where I'd like sit in the kitchen. The kitchen at my dad's house was like the gathering spot. So I was always just sitting at the kitchen. My phone was always plugged into the wall and he would be like doing whatever, painting, cooking, like cleaning, whatever. And then I would just be sitting there or whatever and talking to him the whole time. And so I was telling my dad, like, I was like, I'm texting this boy or I'm Snapchatting this boy. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, and then immediately I was like, he said he likes Bon Jovi. My dad was like, no. And I was like, no. We both were like, no. It was like, we were both like blocked. So anyway, I blocked him. So yeah, that's like huge deal breaker, dude. My best friend ever loves Nickelback. And I'm still her friend. Cause like, she also is like, cause like, that's not her favorite band, but she does like Nickelback. But I think it's funny. So like, I think I'm learning to like accept people's differences, but Bon Jovi's almost like too far gone. Like, I don't think you can even save that. So like, I just was like, I'm out. So anyway, if you like Bon Jovi, don't DM me. Apparently that's just, it's not going to work out. If you want to be Declan's dad and you like Bon Jovi, it's not going to happen. Also, if you don't know who Declan is, that's my new cat, Declan, at Declan Chamberlain on Instagram. Go give him a follow if you want. Now let me talk to you about my first boyfriend. I've always wanted to talk about this and I never have, but why not? He definitely knows who he is. I still am friends with him to this day. He's a great kid. But fifth grade, just had moved to a new town. And I'm not going to say his real name because I don't want to, just for his own like personal, like whatever, even though we're in fifth grade. So I don't think he cares, Raleigh, but we'll give him the name. Let me look up popular boy names so that I can choose one unbiased. Because if I choose one like out of my brain, like that's just a bad idea. Liam is the most popular boy name right now, so far in 2019. So we'll call my fifth grade boyfriend Liam. Even though there was a kid that went to my middle school named Liam, and so that kind of makes things awkward for like that Liam. But anyway, so let me tell you about first man's Liam. Okay, I have always been the type where I always have a crush on someone, at least a little bit, whether it's like a celebrity or a person at my school or like a person like my neighbor. Like I always why am I like that? I don't know, but I always have to have a crush on someone. And like since preschool, I had a crush on this like literal 4-year-old. We are both 4. Like, how did I even know that I had a crush on? Anyway, so get to 5th grade, super excited, like whatever, kind of nervous because it was like I was at a new school, whatever. And I was going to this after school thing. It was called like the youth center. And it was like, you know, you can go after school, hang out there until your parents are ready to pick you up or whatever. And so I was going there after school every day, and I started, and my friend actually had a crush on this kid, Liam. And I was like, but she kind of didn't want to admit it, whatever. She introduced me to him. And then I was like, oh fuck. I was like, I like him. I was like, you can't like him because I like him. 5th grade me, whatever. So then eventually we went to this, like, there was this thing where we could, I liked him for like months. I probably liked him for like 6 months. And then we went to this kind of like, it was like a week long, like outdoor camp through the school where you like learn about like nature and stuff or whatever. It's like part of the curriculum. You don't have to go, but I went because it was like one of those things that was like so fun. It's like you're away from your parents, whatever. I was super excited because like, you know, Liam was going, of course. And I was like, this is going to be so fun. Like no parents around. Like hopefully we're in the same science group. Fucking 5th grade was a time. Anyway. So basically a bunch of rumors were going around the school that like all of these boys were going to ask out the girls that they had crushes on at this outdoor camp thing. And I was like, oh my God. Fuck, she better ask me out. I was like, if he doesn't ask me, I'm gonna be so pissed. So I had a group of friends at the time, and by like 3 days into this outdoor camp, 2 of them had boyfriends. And I'm like, what the fuck? Liam, I'm serious. I'm over here. Anyway, by the time camp was over, Ida Bay, I think he had his friend come up to me and ask me out. Like, I don't think he actually said it to me. I think it's like he was standing there and his friend was like, do you want to go out with Liam? And I was like, yeah, like, duh. So anyway, we dated for like 4 months, which is kind of a long time for a 5th grade relationship. And then now me and him to this day cannot remember. And we fight over this every day, who broke up with who. I know I broke up with him, but he's so convinced that he broke up with me that, like, whatever. So I'm just, I had my friends go up to him and break up with him. Because I didn't want to do it. And that was 5th grade. But the reason why me and him were able to work for 4 months, solid. We literally didn't talk to each other. We just texted. And then saw each other at school and, like, walked past each other awkwardly. The only reason why that was able to work was because he didn't like Bon Jovi. And it all goes back to Bon Jovi. I was able to like him because he didn't like Bon Jovi. The crazy thing is, though, when I look back, like in 5th grade, what did a relationship look like for a 5th grader? Like, what did we literally do? What did we even say to each other? Like, what was the difference than being friends at that time? Like, I knew I liked him. Like, I thought he was so cute, whatever. But like, what? Why were we dating? Like, what part of it was dating? Like, I never even kissed the kid. Never pegged him, never nothing. We never, like, held hands. Like, there was nothing. There was no affection whatsoever. What was it then? Like, did we even talk? Like, did I even tell him I liked him? Like, I don't even know. These are the things I wish I could go back and I could read my old text messages with this kid and see what I was even saying. Like, what would we talk about? I can't even fathom what we were talking about. I was in 5th grade. What did I have to offer? How was I dating? I'm going to literally look back at myself at this age and be like, I was such an idiot when I was 18. What did I have to offer when I was 18? But right now I'm looking back at my 5th grade self and I'm like, what was I talking about? What did I have to talk about? I couldn't tell you. I literally am so fascinated. Oh my God, if there's a way I could turn on that old phone, I will do it. And then I'll bring it in and I'll read my old text messages with my old fucking 5th grade boyfriend. That would be, oh my God, I would die. That would be the best thing ever. Yeah, so moral of that story is I have no idea how a relationship in 5th grade works. If you're in 5th grade and you're listening to this, and you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever, let me know how that's working for you and let me know what that means. Like, what are you guys like? What's the point? I thought it had a point back then, too. Anyway, it's crazy how like, but now it's also so funny because I'm still a young woman. Like, I'm like making fun of my fifth grade self as if I'm still not an idiot. I mean, okay, so we've really talked about it all. We've talked about peeing. We've talked about my middle school love life, apparently. I kind of want to elaborate on that. I have so many funny stories from middle school. Why not get into it? I don't know why we're on this topic, but I kind of want to go with it. I'm going to tell the story about how I got broken up with 15 minutes after I got asked out in seventh grade. I feel like, or no, it was sixth grade. Sorry. Yeah. So there was this kid I had a crush on in sixth grade, and he sat in front of me in math, and his name was, we're going to come up with another fake name, Noah. Okay, I'm just reading popular boy name list. So now this kid's name is Noah. So Noah sat in front of me in math. He had like, you know how like, there's like on the back of like, if somebody has short hair, like on the back of their head, they have like that little circle where the hairs meet. What's that called? Cowlick? Okay, maybe. So he had whatever, one of those, because he had pretty short buzzed hair or whatever. It was not buzzed, but it was like a little bit longer than that. And so I used to like, during class, I would touch the back, or I would like press that part of his head as if it was a button. Like I would go like that in like sixth grade to try to get his attention. Looking back, yeah, I can't really back that one up. I would literally just touch this little thing on the back of his head, and I just wanted him to like me. And I thought that maybe by doing that, that would make him like me. Well, for about 15 minutes, I thought that it worked. Let me elaborate on this. A lot of the people in my school knew that I liked this kid, Noah. Okay, whatever. And so one day at lunch, I'm out on the lawn, the big lawn in middle school, and Noah comes up to me with his posse, and he's like, will you go out with me? Just out of the blue. And I was like, oh my God, wait, this is like great. Like, I haven't even had a crush on this kid for very long and he already likes me back. Like, savage. Like, yes. I was like, yeah, duh. Like, whatever. He walks away, literally turned to my friends. I remember this so vividly. And I was like, I don't even have his phone number. How am I supposed to text him? Like, as if it was like I didn't even, like, that's how fucking weird middle school is. Holy shit. Like I didn't even have this kid's phone number and he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, yeah. And we've like never talked. Anyway, don't get how that works. Okay, so I was like super hyped because I was like, oh my God, Noah, like my new bae, whatever. And I felt like so cool. I was like, oh my God. Like, I knew that like sixth grade was gonna be the year for me. I'm gonna get another boyfriend. Yeah. Like, as if even in sixth grade, boyfriend's still whatever, stupid. But 15 minutes later, he comes up to me and he's like, I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, okay, I wasn't even sad, which is great. I was like, yeah, okay, like, whatever. I was like, yeah, things kind of seemed off anyway. Like, for the 15 minutes that we dated, literally he asked me out, walked away, came back 15 minutes later and broke up with me. I found out later that it was because he was dared to ask me out and then break up with me 15 minutes later. And the reward for if he did the dare was that he was going to get a lollipop from like one of the, like that one of the kids brought from home. Let's not be mad at Noah here. You know what? My little stupid middle school, like, I didn't need to have a boyfriend when I was in sixth grade anyway, so I'm not really that mad at him. But that was funny. I mean, in retrospect, that's very funny. I honestly, but the thing that was bad about me was that I, in middle school, I had a crush on like probably every guy in my school at least once. Like, that's what middle school is. You're just so confused. Like, being in middle school is probably the worst time of my life. I was just conforming to the norms of middle school. Like, I wore, like, what everybody else was wearing. I, like, talked like everybody else was talking. I did my hair like everybody else did their hair. Like, I didn't wear something that, Like, we literally, do you want to know what the uniform was? Like, the, not like actual uniform, but like the social uniform, if you will, of like middle school girls. This is what it was. Either Abercrombie jeans or Lululemon leggings. Either Ugg boots or Vans. Maybe Converse, but like, eh. And then on the top, either a Hollister slash Abercrombie like jacket with an Abercrombie slash Hollister shirt and a black North Face Denali jacket zipped up over it. And that was the look. Oh, and high ponytails with like scrunchies and things like that. That was the look. And mascara from like, usually everybody used like the same CoverGirl mascara. Like everybody just did the exact same thing. Like we all did the same thing. We're all just clones of each other. And then when it came to going to the school dances, we would wear really, really short Abercrombie shorts and Vans and a tank top from Forever 21 or something that was like a little funky, you know? And that was what we wore. Middle school is the worst time of my life. I hated it. I was so happy when I went to high school. Oh my God. It was like the best feeling. I was literally the vine that's like, just graduated third grade. So ready for middle school. They're ready to get away from all the drama. That was literally me, but with high school. So yeah, if you're in middle school right now and you're listening to this and you're hating it, listen up. All right. It only goes uphill from there, which is great because, you know what, middle school even has its fun moments, but it also is like the worst ever. I can tell you high school is way more fun. I can tell you if you, you know, like have like friends that are shitty, because I feel like nobody has good friends in middle school. It gets better. You find the real ones in high school, and then you realize the ones in high school maybe aren't real either, and then you figure out from there. You'll find good friends eventually. Anyway, yeah, middle school is shitty, but guys, we can get through it. Middle school, it's a journey. The amount of, like, the fact that I had a boyfriend for 15 minutes in sixth grade, like, actually gives me a reason to wake up in the morning because that's so fucking funny. And, like, that's great. See, like, middle school gives you good stories for the kids and a good story for your podcast if you ever start one. And that's where I'm going to wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I can't believe I told you those things. I told you a lot of things today. So please love me for that. I thought they were funny. Middle school was a funny time. Anyway, that was the pod. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to go to Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also, I keep promoting my merch, but we haven't restocked. So don't keep an eye out just in case we restock. First, I have Stupid Genius merch. If you're interested, it's shopemmachamberlain.com. It's out of stock right now, but we might restock it or maybe come out with something new. I'll get working on that. All right. I love you guys. Also, go follow Declan on Instagram. That's my new cat, at Declan Chamberlain. I don't know why I want him to have followers, but I do because I want people to see how cute he is. Literally, that's the only reason. Anyway. All right. Love you guys. Bye.